Welcome everybody to the Welcome everybody. I almost said Blinchmer. What the frick? Okay. Welcome everyone to the Blind Gamer blog. Here we talk about whatever the hell we want because no one is stopping us so far. So, I just want to say, like I said, go check out the box blog if you want to know why I've been gone for so long. Basically, to put it short, I found a weird software version bug. But that's not what this post is about today. Today we are talking about a situation that happened within the audio gaming community that I personally need to talk about because, yeah. So, let's get into it. Now, I said some time ago, get comfortable because this is going to be something. I said some time ago that I liked Revenge of the Undead when Tumi 13 had it and he was hosting it. That is a true statement. However, I failed to tell you, or maybe I released the post before this happened, but Yvonne Soto from IMS Productions, developer of SPYW, or one of the developers, anyway, shout out X, shout out Silek. Yeah, one of the developers, he got it from Tumi 13. And basically, he put it up, and he, it genuinely sucked. Like, no, it wasn't that it was the game that sucked. It was because it was a lack of so many players, and it was really bad. So Yvonne took it down, then he brought it back up, then he said he was going to convert it in Python, I guess, which is fine. All hail Python. Python's great. Personally coding in it myself. But here's the situation right here. This is the situation. This is where I'm having my problems, you see. Because what he did with it is he sold it to a guy by the name of Omegacar. Now, why is this the big issue? I'm about to tell you. Omegacar is what some people would like to describe as a cloner. He clones stuff, which isn't the problem because I've played TKs for fun. But we're not here to talk about Omegacar. Although, I will tell you, his dev skills are very subpar, because my boy Spider-Maniac, shout out Spider-Maniac, man. Killing on the admin team of SYW. Keep doing what you're doing. My man Spider-Maniac told him, hey, do you think you could raise the amount of undead that are spawning on one given time? My man says, oh, okay, I'll give them more health. Oh, that killed me. But we're not here to talk about Omegacar today. What we're here to talk about is, this, Soto, I'm talking to you. This is incredibly shady. Selling this off without any consent from, not only Tumi 13, but also all the other developers who contributed. Contributed to the game and making it a better, safer, more fun environment for everyone to enjoy. No permission, no asking of them what they thought, just went around and sold it like it was nothing. Now, some people, like my friend Tech Chominus, I know I threw a shot at him and we were gathered here to celebrate the death of. We cool now. Kind of. No, we're cool. He said, well, Rodu was something that he was a big fan of. He was there since the very beginning of it, and that's fine. I wasn't, but I can see how you get so attached to that. But for you to just go off and sell somebody's work like that, it's not cool. It's not professional. It's not It's just not a right business practice. Like, you don't just go off and sell somebody's work just because you have the ability to, or without asking what Tsumi thought or what all the other developers thought. And I know I don't like Tsumi very much. Tsumi don't like me for whatever reason. But I'm taking his side on this one, man. You don't do this type of stuff. You don't sell somebody's work without asking him. I mean, I understand that, you know, it's Yvonne's now, but you ever thought of the others who actually contributed? You know, don't just be like, oh, so you guys do whatever you want with it. No, just ask their opinion. Sell it to somebody who's going to manage it. He had the worst admin team I've ever seen in my entire life before I got on. And I'm a moderator. And the reason I'm saying this stuff is because without me being there, I'm fairly certain that two of the worst moderators ever, Fair and Luis, would still be there. Why? Because I'm not going to give in full detail why, but let's just say they were cheating their experience and they were giving other people items, and because I check admin tells, I caught him and I sent him to the developer, and he demoted both of them. And yeah. So, Yvonne, you don't do this type of stuff, man. And for Tumi 13, if you are by chance watching this, I actually have to put a little bit of the blame on Tumi here. Why? Because I feel like, despite what Yvonne did was wrong, I feel like Tumi should have read the signs, paid attention to the signs, before he sold his stuff away to Yvonne. It's not all Tumi's fault, but I feel like I need to put some of the blame here. We need to be even. Tumi, you should have paid attention to the signs, my man, and before you sold something to a guy like that. Now, there's nothing wrong with Yvonne. I've talked to him. I've talked to him before, and I knew he's pretty low, but, I mean, this... Come on, man. And the reason I'm doing this publicly is because I want people to know, as future upcoming developers, don't give away your source code, man. Don't give away your source code, because this would have all been avoided if Tune just kept the source to himself. Like, or if he would have given it to somebody like somebody who would have actually took time and managed into the game. But yeah, guys, that's just about it. Yvonne, if you're listening, you don't do this type of stuff. And Tumi, if you're listening, it's partly your fault, so you should have paid attention. Thank you for watching and or listening. And I will see y'all later. And I hope you have enjoyed and all that stuff. So, yeah.